Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, they're playing that dude. They're playing pods like they've done their Super Six Man in the past. Like, I can't really think of, you know, I can't think of nobody's name, but yeah.
You don't like pods?
He's all right. He ain't one of the top five rookies in this class.
Man, I think Paz is for real, bro.
All right, put him on somebody else's team, and we'll see.
We need to know how Gabe's visit to Memphis went last weekend, because we have new NIL opportunities now from FedEx.
They,
I'm not sure if you're
aware. They got smart, man. They got smart.
Did his visit sort of spurn that?
Yeah, they saw Gabe in the building, man, realized they got to go and come with some real FedEx.
He was up in there, bro. We're taking pictures all through the Tigers football facility.
Did a couple workouts.
It was a real, like a real unofficial.
Yeah, for real.
It was. Man was in a hot tub and everything over there.
Yeah, Gabe working out in that joint, man. But he's kind of embracing that he's going to be playing on the line next year. Like it.
Yes.
When Gabe first started playing football, he had these, you know, Justin Jefferson dreams.
All the big man do.
Yeah, so he thought he was going to be a receiver or whatever and all these type of things. And he's kind of embracing that he's going to be playing on the line. Because so, I was coming out the door the other day. He says, Dad, let me block you. So he puts his hands up trying to block me from coming out the door. And I tried to do a little swim move on me. And Gabe's a pretty strong dude, so he almost put me on my ass. But
man, I'm telling you, if you mess around and keep him with Gabe Kuhn for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I'm about to call Gabe Kuhn out too, man. He keep talking about he going to get with Gabe. That ain't never happened.
I mean, that needs to happen.
Hey, he messing up my boy recruiting, man, because I'm sure Coach Prime is sending somebody that'll give my boy a workout on a good Saturday afternoon. I'm not going to keep begging Gabe Kuhn to work out my son either.
Exactly. You shouldn't.
Nah, I won't.
Yeah. He is Anthony saying Brevin Knight on the episode.
Yeah. Brevin's on. Check it out anytime today on the podcast. Anthony Saint Show. Brevin Knight came in, absolutely killed it with us, man. He gave us about a strong hour. My guests are normally 25, 30 minutes. It's like with Brevin, he's like, nah, you're not. Nah, we finna talk. Like, keep it rolling. So
dig that.
Yeah, so he gave me a whole hour yesterday. You can catch that anytime today on Bluff City Media. Me and my guy Brevin Knight going to chop it up. We did two segments, like I said. We talked about, I put him in the GM hat, asked him how would he advise players for their exit interviews. And then we did something called The Final Verdict, man. Well, Brevin, he put a lot of stuff to rest. Left a lot of people arguing about. He gave his final decision on it, and that's where we're going to roll with it. So
I like
might
that.
Be interested in seeing what Brevin had to say on the show today. Check
Dig
it
that. Here's Anthony Saint. Catch him on Bluff City Media, Anthony Saint Show. Join us every Friday here on the show. We'll come back with the rundown. Jason and John at Eternal FM, ESPN.
Now let's go. It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I got a text this morning. This person asked, where would Memphis be without Federal Express? And the answer to your question is it would be Jackson, Tennessee. It would just be in a continuation of Jackson, Tennessee. We would have no commerce. We would have no money. We would have no enterprise. We'd have no NIL. And we would have nothing. We would be a wasteland. That is what Memphis would be without Federal Express. And the University of Memphis would have no chance to compete in this day and age. They would have no, incentive to be here. You would have to use the postal service most of the time. Maybe some. I don't. Do we have UPS in Memphis at all?
Yes.
We don't use UPS. It just exists. We use FedEx only. When I ground ship, it's FedEx. Yeah, and I suggest you do the same. I suggest you do the same. Now, I don't know how much stuff you're shipping over there.
Well, Faith does a lot of shipping.
Does she? What's she shipping?
So our ship candles.
Okay.
Jewelry.
A little bit of a side hustle over there.
Yes, you knew that.
Okay.
Side hustle.
Yeah, for sure. But listen, their commitment to the University of Memphis today is it's a significant one. It's great PR. That's the first and foremost thing, right? Like, everybody's noticing it nationally. Dan Wetzel's noticing it. People around the country are saying, oh, wait a minute. Didn't know we could do this. Didn't know this was a thing. And this is, again, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. This is how NIL was intended. It was intended to be, hey, I have a business. I have an HVAC company. Your name is D. Coldest Crawford. I'm going to get you to post an Instagram about my business, and I'll give you $5,000 for it. Or whatever. I don't know. You know, that's NIL. As opposed to, oh, how much you going to pay me?
Right. Well, the collective's changed.
Right. Now.
Changed it.
Now, I don't, me personally, get your money. Get your money, young man. You know, or young woman or whatever. Like, get your money. You know, these schools and the NCAA have been making untold amounts of money off their backs for decades.
Yep.
You know, so who am I to say this is a problem? You know, the problem was that they were never compensated in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, hey, you're making up for lost time and lost generations here, man, regardless of whether you're pumping a business or not. But I do think this will help. Like, this is what NIL, again, this is how people were able to sort of stomach the change, right? Like, oh, it's just you're promoting a business. People felt better about that, right? It helped them sleep a little better at night. That if, you know, Alex Lomax was posting about Brookhaven or he was posting about FedEx, you know, oh, well, that's great. I don't care. Some people do. Whatever. Either way, FedEx has committed $25 million over the next 5 years to the University of Memphis for exclusively their NIL. There is a match component to it. Memphis has to come up with $2.5 million.
That's how you get to $7.5 million.
And that's how you get to $7.5 million a year for NIL. So, you know, if it is $7.5 million a year, right, if that's kind of what we're working with, a pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way I would do it is I would give $6.9 million to basketball, and I would let everybody else sort of fight over the remainder, right?
That's foolish.
I would just
There's an opportunity to help football immensely.
No, this is...
And women's.
This is about football, to be clear.
Okay.
The majority of this is about helping football, shoring them up. And I will say this, as Ryan Silverfield and the University of Memphis are getting ready to have their spring game tomorrow, and this is where, you know, this is all going to be celebrated and unveiled
kinda
and all of that.
Unveiled, yeah, that's the right word.
I think Silverfield has done a very underrated job in terms of keeping his team together. You know, like, I don't know what the numbers are around the college football world. Like, college basketball is off the rocker, you know? I mean, it's everybody, right? I don't know how widespread it is in college football. I have to, like, do the numbers, but it just feels anecdotally that he has done a good job not losing players that are meaningful to him. Doesn't it? Like, in terms of the transfer portal?
I mean, there's one in particular.
Yes, there's one in particular.
Stands out above the rest, and Seth Hennigan, especially in this day and age,
yes,
where quarterbacks of his ilk can get a lot more. There's no question about it. And we've seen, you know, college coaches sort of lamenting the fact that how much, you know, Division I quarterbacks, good ones, three-year starters, like Seth's, you know, is and about to be a fourth-year starter, could get on the open market. I think, and I've said this on the air, John, it's not new to you, I think it's, frankly, Ryan Silverfield's greatest accomplishment so far. I mean, you know, you could put the Liberty Bowl win up there last year. That's a big win. You get 10 wins. Program rarely does that. But Seth Hennigan sets you up. Having him back again sets you up for, hopefully, your first AAC title under Silverfield and everything else. And so I tell you, being able to keep him in this world's his greatest accomplishment as a Memphis football coach. This doesn't happen where you got guys that have been there since their freshman year and stay the entire time in a situation like Memphis where you're going to have poachers, people that want to take Seth Hennigan from you. You've managed to hold on to him. And frankly, it's helped you get a new contract extension. Let's be real, all of that. Seth Hennigan's right at the top of that list in terms of keeping guys, you know, here. He hasn't always been able to. The tight end that went to Ole Miss.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Maybe now you're in a position where you're a little bit more competitive and you can even hold on to more of those guys, because there have been situations where you've said, we can't help you. We can't pay that amount of money. Have managed to hold on to Seth Hennigan somehow through it all. And now this, yes, you would think helps you keep them, but also helps you go out there and get more.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where Ryan's been really good the last two off seasons, particularly, is in that transfer portal. 3 years ago, wasn't so good. Seemed like you lost more than what you brought in. Last 2 years, he's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this offseason, the offseason before.
Yeah. So I think it's a great day for the University of Memphis. I think the upshot of this, and you touched on it, and I think this is where for every action there's a reaction. With increased resources, with increased financial commitments, with increased everything, come higher expectations, right? You don't get to increase the money and the resources without the expectations not being parallel, right? So the expectations now rise. The expectations now rise along with the money that and the access that you now have, especially in this joke of a league. I don't even know who number two would be. I mean, I guess maybe South Florida, but I mean, we're talking about big gaps here. And then you want to talk about getting past South Florida? Mm-hmm. We're talking about a tectonic plate in between, right? I mean, a huge shift.
Yeah.
So
Tulane seems committed.
Okay, committed, but in basketball, right. Not really, right? I mean, in football, yes. Yeah. In basketball, not.
I mean, that's what moves, you know. Their commitment to football seems real.
Fair enough. But I mean, it's across the board, right?
Yeah.
You would say Memphis is number one by a landslide. And so if you're not consistently, right, you're not consistently laying waste to this league and you're playing around, you're finishing third or fifth, or those days cannot happen anymore. They're over. You have to dominate.
For Penny and for Ryan.
No question. Those two have got to start dominating this league. And it has to start now.
Let's just use women's soccer has been dominating without anything.
Exactly.
Their league.
Well, we know they're going to be all right.
And that's my point. And, yes. And they get rewarded now in a way. But
yes.
To your point, there is no excuse.
Nope.
For football. So again, I don't want to hear about what SMU's paying their players. SMU's gone. Now you're at the top of the food chain. Especially in the AAC, but maybe in terms of outside the power structure, period. Again, you are on top of the food chain, so there is no, you can't use it as, well, we can't get this, we can't get that. Again, last summer, Penny Hardaway saying, I don't have enough NIL. It came in, you were able to go out and get Quinterly and those guys, but now there is no excuse in terms of what must happen on the court or on the field.
Exactly.
You have to dominate your league, and frankly, it's part of the urgency there. You dominate your league, you show the country that you're the best brand outside of the power structure on ESPN every weekend or every couple of games with Memphis basketball, but, you know, football, same thing. That's when, okay, who's the hottest brand right now? You know, when that power structure opens back up and you're asking, okay, what have we seen outside of it that's valuable? I mean, you're not going to be able to point to many before you point to Memphis.
Exactly.
So long as you're doing what you're supposed to on the field and on the court.
I hope, obviously, that this leads to something like that. I hope that it leads.
I mean, Cincinnati's football year helped a lot.
It did.
You know, in terms of the timing and
yes,
where they were
the
at that
helped.
Time, you know, when those doors opened. You need to be leading the pack
right
when they open again.
Yep.
And there's no excuse not to be.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's this is definitely a great day for Memphis athletics, but this is also FedEx laying down the gauntlet in a way. And it's saying to the University of Memphis Athletic Department, this should get better. This should get better than it's been, period. We believe in it. We want to support it. But I think, again, sort of within that is let's make everybody proud.
Have we ever won an AAC regular season title in basketball?
Nope.
Okay.
I can tell you that off top.
And then we haven't won an ACC football title since
Norvell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 2019.
All of that has to end.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for basketball. It is a black mark for basketball that they have never won a regular season title in this league. And I mean, it just is. That you like it should have been last year, quite frankly.
Again, yeah, I mean, you've had Houston, a pretty darn good Houston Final Four-ish type program.
Yes,
you
but
know.
I mean, you really never got close until last year.
I mean, you were supposed to have won an AAC title by now. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like even the end of Josh, like the fact Josh Tubby,
it was Josh Tubby Penny.
Like it's just, I mean, it's been three coaches, right, that have to share in this. It's not just Penny. It's three coaches that have to you know, bear responsibility for Memphis not being competitive, to, you know, relatively in this league as a contender. So yeah, I mean, they finished second with Kendrick. That was their best finish. A lot of thirds, a lot of fours. You know, not good enough.
I'm gonna agree with you completely here, because basketball has been resourced in a way too that football has not. And so football's a shame too that it's, you know, that Ryan has not won a conference title yet. You have to get there.
Yes.
But with, they haven't had the resources that basketball has you know, been supported with.
Exactly.
In that sense. So,
and that's
all of that has to end now.
It does.
It has to. There are no excuses.
And if it doesn't, then you can expect changes to be made.
Well, they have to, because now it's not about that person being able to say, well, I don't have this. Because those
a lot of coaches, trust me,
nobody in the AAC is going to have more in football, and nobody in the AAC is going to have more in basketball.
Yep, I hear this all the time. From Field of 68 people, coaches complaining about how they don't have enough and they don't have this.
It's the main gripe. It's the main gripe.
And guess who can't say that? Penny Hardaway.
Neither can Ryan.
And now Ryan, right now.
I mean, Ryan's been able to use it because they haven't had as much as basketball.
Yeah, now
Penny's been able to.
Yeah,
Penny's been able to put out the bat signal.
Penny has had
last off season.
Yeah.
Say I need more, and it comes in.
Right.
Ryan ain't had that
exactly. So now he's going to get it, and now it's and that's just the sort of implicit, right? If you have what you need, you get there's no excuse. There's no.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
I mean, I don't have.
In an ideal world, Memphis has never been able to say that because you've always been one of the have-nots.
Right, exactly. So it's not a cute little thing anymore.
That's why, thank you for it.
Again, no doubt.
They're trying to separate you here.
There's no doubt.
Give you everything you need.
So anyway, it's been a big day for the University of Memphis. More money for the NIL fund straight from FedEx. That's a good thing.
Respect
Next
Burger
story.
To Larry. No question about it. All right, tonight's games, we're going to wait till third hour to give you a fade Brad Carson. That's a very exciting segment that's sweeping the nation. It's making a lot of people a lot of money. But we can discuss right now real quickly. You've got both the final two play-in games tonight, Bulls Heat. We talked a little bit about it with Anthony Sain. And you've got Kings Pelicans. Big news is in the first one you'll have no Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat. And then in the second one you will have no Zion Williamson, unfortunately. Injuries have plagued these play-ins, essentially. Like, how does that game? Is it different?
No,
Miami had the lead if Jimmy Butler's not hurt? Probably is. Maybe they're winning that first one. And the same thing you could say for the Pelicans. If Zion's not hurt, he had tied that game at 95, about 3 minutes left. Are they winning that first one and putting the Lakers in a situation where their back's against the wall?
Yep.
So affected the play-in highly and will continue to tonight. Miami a 1.5-point favorite. The Pelicans a 1.5-point favorite. And here's the deal. Pelicans going to have to do it in a new way. At the end of that game, when they were coming back, it was Alvarado and Zion Williamson, Herb, and those guys. There was no Brandon Ingram. Basically, no C.J. McCollum.
Yep.
Brandon Ingram going to have to carry him now.
Yes.
Now, he's done that at times when Zion has been out.
I'm going to put
is he ready to do
I'm
it?
Going to put C.J. in there, too.
Is he ready to do it right now, though? He just didn't play at the
back.
End of that. Right.
Yeah.
He's coming back from injury. Didn't play at the end of that Lakers game. Is he ready to carry this team tonight? I got my doubts. Kings seem to feel pretty good about Keegan Murray some of these other guys have stepped up. Yeah, who's the other guy that started that stepped up?
Keon Ellis. Yeah,
he stepped up with Malik and Herter out. So they kind of got some momentum. They kind of got a slay the giant feel too, coming off having knocked off Golden State in that play in.
Yes,
a little bit of revenge for last year's playoff series. So I don't have real good vibes on either one of these myself. I can't wait to hear what Brad's got to say about 1 o'clock.
Well, I have.
You've already put some in.
I have bet both games. And I'm not going to say who I bet.
I was going. Do not influence.
I can't influence
our
Brad.
Segment.
I'm not going to influence Brad. I have made a bet on each game.
Are you going to be able to talk about these two games without giving away your bets?
Yes.
Then?
Yeah. So I just go through. I'll go through the pros and cons for each side here. Right. So let's start with. I think it's which one's first?
Bulls Heat.
Bulls.
6 o'clock tonight.
Bulls showed you sort of. Everything they can do, right? They showed you sort of the best of themselves. Like, Coby White was unstoppable.
No question.
In penetration.
Vucevic was good.
DeMar was doing what DeMar always does, hitting those mid-range jumpers consistently. And, they were really not even tested, right? So it's like, you know, if Jalen Johnson was in that game for the Hawks, like, is it a little different? I mean, he was really, really freaking good for them this year. But that Hawks team didn't like each other. I mean, they were barking at each other at the end of the half. Like, they got down 17, 18 early in the game. It just didn't feel like it was the Hawks game at all.
Nope.
And we know this Bulls team is very, very inconsistent. That is sort of the –
it's our hallmark.
They're the picture of inconsistency. On the other side, the Heat, who have such a hard time scoring with a fully healthy roster, right, with everybody in, now they don't have their number one when it gets late in the game option in Jimmy Butler, who you know, unfortunately, he did. Did you see what he said on Instagram?
No.
He told Kelly Oubre, we're going to throw hands. I don't know if he's being, like, I don't know if he's, like, being funny. I don't know. But he told Kelly Oubre, for landing on, we're going to throw hands. Yeah. So,
I didn't sense that was a dirty play or anything.
I think Kelly
kind of
stomped on him. I don't know. I mean,
I have to go back and look at that.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back and watch it.
Doesn't sound like you watched it very closely either.
No, I mean,
Oubre didn't do anything crazy on that play.
I think it was a hard foul, maybe. I don't know. So it's like, how do the Heat, who rely so heavily on Jimmy Butler.
You're getting too old to be threatening folks, too, Jimmy.
I agree. Come on now.
Yeah, we're just playing ball.
Especially just, it's not a tear, you know, like you didn't break your leg. But how does a Heat team that relied so heavily on Jimmy, how do they adjust to that? Spo is one of the greatest coaches in the game, so if there's anybody who can do it, it is him. But you're asking a lot to do that.
You know what they're going, how they're going to adjust? It's going to be Rozier and Tyler Hero's shot jacket.
Rozier's out.
And then just Tyler Hero, like we saw down the stretch.
So that's the sort of setup to that game, right? It's like the Bulls, who looked amazing against the Hawks but are super inconsistent. It's the Heat, who we know they have that culture, but Jimmy's not in. So what wins out here? I think that's the question. And then Kings, Pelicans, you said it with the Kings, like they finally did it. They put out the cigarette that is the Golden State Warriors, right?
Kinda, yeah.
And they were, you know, the Warriors.
Won games.
Yeah, it was. But they wanted.
That's how they feel.
They wanted that, right?
Obviously.
They had to have that one. And so, you know, even though they have no Malik and they have no Kevin Herter, you know, they showed that when Keegan Murray gets untracked, he is certainly one of the best shooters in the NBA. The Pelicans don't have Zion. C.J. McCollum coming off one of the most embarrassing games of his career against the Lakers. And how do they sort of look without Zion in the mix? He is a difference maker of the highest degree for them. Just look at their record with and without. It's a stark difference. So, you know, for the favorites tonight, I guess the Kings Pelicans is basically a pick 'em, and Heat are favored by -1.5. It's just the injuries, right? The injuries have such a heavy influence on this game that changes in some ways the handicap. So I think that's the setup here, and I think I've done a good job of not sort of tipping my hand as to where I bet.
Yeah, pretty good.
Our production people have sent an intro for 1 o'clock too.
Oh wow!
Complete with actualities.
Are we unveiling it today? Or
we have it ready.
We are unveiling it today.
Oh, that's very exciting.
The Fade Brad segment, which again, if you're a listener, you're now 2-0 fading Brad, and we're going to give him every playoff game today for the weekend.
Oh wow! Beyond those two?
Oh yeah, no. We got to do it for the weekend now.
So he's saying four on Saturday, and there's two more Sunday.
Yeah, so there's two tonight, four on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Excellent.
So and again. You can prepare, you cannot.
It doesn't really matter. No.
You know, it's you're still making the picks, Brad. And again, don't forget, this is Mr. $34,000 limit man on FanDuel.
I'm just going to throw out there, and y'all can take it for what it's worth. Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu are not going to combine to go 23 of 33.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Just know that.
Dude, Ayo Dosunmu is
He was 8 of 12 the other night, and then yes. Kobe was 15 and 21. I'm telling
they
you.
Couldn't
that, they couldn't
miss.
They could not. It's not going to look like that tonight.
Yeah. No.
It's not going to look like that efficient tonight.
Ayo Dosunmu has to be one of the fastest players in the league.
He was a fantastic get.
Bro, he is so fast.
But I loved him when we picked him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a second-round guy, right?
I think so.
I mean, he's late first, early second.
But we had watched him, Illinois. Brad had been talking about him the whole time.
I'm a fan of Ayo Dosunmu.
You were a fan of the pick, too. I remember it. I liked him when we picked him. And he's starting and playing games now. He's been a fantastic get for the – he had 19 in that one. Again, is he going to go 8 of 12
right.
Tonight? He was 3 of 4 from 3-2. Him and Kobe just took that game over. I'm not sure if that's happening against the culture.
Yeah, Ayo Dosunmu was a second-round pick, 38th overall.
Second round.
Great find.
Mm.
That's a great find. So yeah,
not
I think,
as good as Gigi.
I think the Pelicans.
No.
I think the Pelicans.
But good, it's good. Yeah. Second round fine.
Both play-in games tonight should be pretty damn good, even without even with unfortunately the injuries.
I didn't realize Rozier's got a neck. That's so he was out the last. He was out the last play-in too.
Correct.
I guess I just caught that down the stretch.
I honestly think he's a bad fit for the Heat because he doesn't guard. He takes dumb shots. So I think
he's never guarded.
I mean, this is the Heat are going to have to get major. This is who it's going to come down to for the Heat. It's going to come
they don't
down
have
to
Rozier,
Hero.
But.
Bam
needs to step up if they're going to do
Kevin Love and Hakez. That's who's
Kevin Love. What's left in that
bro,
tank?
Let me tell you something about Kevin Love.
Tell me what?
Beast.
Retire.
John.
Beast, bro.
Getting a free chance.
That is cap.
Beast
no,
like
bro.
What? Jokic
no,
is a
bro.
Beast. Kevin
he
Love
is,
ain't no beast.
He is a great player for them.
How much has he played
great.
This year?
He plays
bro.
A lot. He plays a
He's
lot.
He's the new Udonis Haslam, basically.
Oh, no. He plays
Screw
way Kevin
more,
Love.
He plays way more than Udonis.
I saw him at the end of the game. They had to put him in. It was situational the end of the game the other night.
Kevin Love plays 17 minutes a game. He's averaging 8.8 a game. All right, and they're big. And they're
That's
big
more than
shots.
I would have said.
They're big.
Yeah.
He had 10 against the 76ers the other night. I'm telling you, Kevin Love is a difference maker, bro. He is on the roster for this purpose, man.
You're trying to throw off Carson's
no,
blown bets.
Kevin Love's going to have a big game tonight. Mark my words. Mark my words, bro. I'm just telling you.
You're giving away your picks.
But no,
you're
I'm not.
You're
I'm
leaning
not.
In my direction of where I'm thinking, and it's not due to your
no,
info.
Kevin Love, the savior
that
tonight,
That has nothing
bro.
To do with the Heat.
That's
I just
random
secret weapon.
As hell.
Kevin Love is going to help the Bulls, excuse me, the Heat, mitigate the loss of
No,
Jimmy
you know
Ball.
Who's going to help the Heat? Tyler Hero.
I mean, he will be the guy.
That's going to be the ace,
he
right?
He will be the one guy.
I mean, he has
yes.
to go bananas for them to win the game.
But again, it's like, they're going to focus on him. Who's y'all's best defender?
Well, it's Caruso typically.
So Caruso's going to be on Hero
if he's healthy.
Right.
Doesn't he have
yeah,
he's not fully
they're
healthy.
They're going to make Bam and Highsmith and Hakez beat them, and that's
I like
very
Hakez.
Scary.
I like that.
That's
group.
Very scary. So anyway, we'll get into all of that a little bit later in the show with Fade Brad. We'll do that at 1 o'clock. We're going to take a break. Come back. Talk a little NFL draft. Got more to get to. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. Yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Things I'll never say, like who uses typewriters anyway, but you're in self-sabotage mode, throwing spikes down on the road, but I've seen this episode and still love the show.
Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be right by your side when it comes to selling your home. Now, you may be a first-time home buyer, and the same is still true. They're going to be by your side, helping guide you through the entire process, making sure that you get a good deal and that you find exactly what you're looking for. If you're selling and you're listing your home, they're going to help you make the most money. That's what they do every single day. They know how to reach a network. They know how to stage and market a home. They're the best in town at it. Reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number to Jennifer Carstensen and her fantastic team. She's got a wonderful team, an award-winning team. They are a success because they're in it to help Memphis. And just about everybody we've sent over, I mean, literally 100%, have come away satisfied. In fact, more satisfied than they thought they were going to be, because Jennifer Carstensen's always getting more for that home than you think, than I thought, than our man Contar thought, our man James Home Run McKenzie thought. The Vannemans, she bailed them out of a situation that other agents and investors were telling them they wouldn't be able to get out of. That's what Jennifer Carstensen does, and she does it every day. So make the call, 901-625-5200. At the very least, she can be a resource for you, particularly for first-time home buyers. They are the best. Give them a chance to show you. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
I want to give a congratulations to contemporary radio stations all across America today. Taylor Swift's studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, debuted, which
huge.
Means we are going to play that probably nonstop on the river, right?
104.5 The River.
That will be, it will actually just be Taylor Swift songs in perpetuity.
Power rotation.
Yeah. If you, in fact, hear a song that is not performed by Taylor Swift on 104.5 in the next 30 days,
it'll be Billy Joel.
Yeah. There you go. It's Taylor Swift or Billy Joel.
Yep.
My wife was on it first thing this morning. I mean, it's
so
like...
it dropped at midnight or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Tortured Poets Department, again, is the name of the album.
Dude, I heard that. I mean, Jeff's talking all about it, man. He's all over.
Oh, is he?
He got
He's
invited.
Going to a party.
He got invited to a party, did you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, you got
fact,
invited, too?
Same party, yes.
Oh.
It's the same party. Oh. He's going. Jeff's going. I did not know Jeff was going.
Jason and I are not invited.
We didn't get the call, Brad.
No, it's not a 92.9. It's not a 92.9 party.
No, of course not.
It's it was a friend of ours, Lexi, is hosting it.
Jenna.
She's Jeff's Taylor Swift correspondent.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
And she also works for the Daily Memphis?
No.
No?
No, she does not. This is just a friend outside of media.
Oh, okay. I thought
he has friends outside? I'm
figured
just
she
kidding.
Was a work colleague.
Yeah, no, he, she, we, we've, I think he, she, I don't know exactly how they met,
but
man.
You,
I can't
you all
give you the
have
history.
Been invited to her VIP party.
Yes, that's correct.
And there'll be a video tonight apparently dropped.
So, yeah. So,
are you Jeff's best friend?
No.
Fishman is.
Yeah.
Are you his second best friend?
Well, Claire is his best friend now.
No, is this his wife, outside of his wife?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have
you
to ask him.
Fishman.
You'd have to ask Jeff. You know, I think it's sort of, you know, sometimes like...
Why does it have to be a competition?
I'm
not trying to pair it up.
Yeah, you're trying to do like that MySpace top 8.
No, but you guys are close. Like,
you're
during the show, I haven't produced a show in a while. Like, during the show, y'all are talking between breaks on the telephone.
Yeah, he does mention that quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, we talk a lot. We talk a lot because, like, usually we like to screen each other before either one of us sort of writes or says something. Like, hey.
So you're on the same page?
If I,
you write the same things?
I think we sort of respect each other's sort of sense.
You're a
right?
sounding board for
each other. Yeah, so it's like, hey, if I wrote this, what do you think about this?
Okay.
You know, I don't know. It seems kind of dumb. It seems kind of stupid.
Don't do that.
Know? Yeah, like,
don't do that. Like, two columnists exchanging ideas.
Right. Yeah, like,
it's
sometimes.
Kind of a group sharing.
Sometimes I'll say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. And he'll say,
that's cool.
Eh, you know, what are you really trying to say? Like, that kind of thing. And he'll, you know, so sometimes.
The professor.
And then one time here in the last couple of months, he said, hey, he called me, he texted me, he said, hey, I'm writing this. You're not.
Oh. You know,
yeah.
Don't touch this topic.
Yeah.
Jeff's
got
seniority.
Made sure. Now, he doesn't do that. That's the only time he's ever done it to me, actually.
Okay.
But I can't remember what it was. It was a penny column.
Penny better win next year.
I think that's what it was. It was that column.
He was killing Penny.
It was Penny better win or else. That was the column.
All right. The old trapdoor column.
He bogarted it for me. There's no question about it. so I don't know if he's listening right now, Jeff, but thank you for all you've done.
He doesn't listen as frequently. Though.
That's right. Yeah.
He listens a lot.
No, he definitely has.
Right, it's dropped off.
He used to say it all the time.
I've noticed.
High anymore?
When we bring up the stories or what we had on right before. Like he did it to me earlier today. He said, you know, I had Laird Veach on. Not sure if you heard. Of course I heard, Jeff. I listen to you all the time. When we've been bringing up things recently that have been on the show to Jeff, he's unaware. So
there's some freshness to that.
I think him being a newly married man contributes to it
as
well.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, he's got a lot more on his plate now.
Honeydews.
So, but we're always happy to have Jeff.
Yes.
And we appreciate what he does for the city.
So just to give you guys an update sort of on the Taylor Swift party, right?
Okay.
You know, some of us have responsibilities. Some of us have children and who are young and you know, can't be on their own. And so while my wife is going to be out sort of gallivanting and, you know, prancing around and enjoying the, you know, Taylor Swift party, who's going to be at home with the kids? Me.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to be at home with the kids, and I'm honored to do it, right?
This is what you do, John. You're selfless.
You gotta stop. They trade off. He goes to Vegas. She takes care of things. Now she goes to the party.
What's the big deal about going to Vegas for a week, bro, with an 8-month pregnant wife and a 2-year-old?
There wasn't any problem with that at all.
I think that's not one for two Raiders games.
Sound like we're planning some more trips back out there. As well.
Honestly, like it's
so
absolutely
it's a trade-off.
Insane.
What trip are you taking for paternity leave?
We're not going to take a trip for paternity leave, but I do intend to take my wife to the Bahamas. I am going to take her to the Bahamas after. Again,
wow.
Remember, I got a whole playoffs fading your ass, so it should pay for itself.
Fair enough.
That's my plan. I told her, hey, we found something.
We got it.
It's foolproof.
We got it paid for.
I don't know how much we're going to make, but we're going to win. Okay. So, but no, I didn't plan on doing that.
And then Memphis UNLV, you said you're going to be there.
I think I have to be there. I think it's just
November.
It's right. Yeah, the Raiders. I'm sure
I kind of want to go too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, again, it won't. Tickets will be cheap.
Yeah, you'll be able to get in. Trust me.
Yeah, like it's not going to be one of the because I was there for the Creighton game.
Yeesh.
And Creighton was ranked. Memphis will probably not be ranked, and it was seats available.
Yeah, well, they're out in Henderson, but UNLV tickets have not sold for 20 years now. Like, they are down in the
dumper. I guess that's true. Yeah, that was at the Dollar Loan Center.
They are at, but they're ass right now. Right. I mean, they are on the floor, and they need to get off the floor. They're going to fire their coach.
Yes.
And not unlike Memphis.
Yes. So what's the single from the album?
That is, I don't know what the single is. They're shopping to radio. I can actually Google that. They all sound like singles to me. I'm sure it's this... Fortnite's pretty good.
LOML, is that one?
Let's see. Taylor Swift album single. Let me see what
they're... And are any of these about Travis Kelce? Is that out there?
It's about her formers. The guy
it's always about her formers.
Made her a functioning alcoholic.
Oh, wow. Is that true?
I heard a little bit. Brad played a little bit this morning.
Yep. It was about the... She said she was a functioning alaholic?
I think she... Yes, she opened up.
I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure she's talking about herself.
Oh, in one of these songs?
Yes, John.
Down Bad?
God, there's a lot of songs on this thing.
I mean, she really gave y'all all you could handle.
She does it right off the top. And then, if I'm not mistaken, she blamed the other person for making her.
Oh, he knows a lot more than I know.
Yeah, I was just listening
Jason
to the words.
Jason sandbagging, man. Jason
the single is Fortnite. Social media says single is Fortnite.
Okay.
But, I mean, she's revealing a lot of stuff. In that Fortnite song, it's with Post Malone. She talks about alcoholism.
That's what I was going to say. Let John hear a little bit of the one with Post Malone.
Let me get that. Yeah, I'll find it. Hold on.
I'd like to have a raw reaction to the Taylor Swift album. You know, I mean, I do like her songs generally.
I mean, I can tell.
What was her last album? It was the one with Antihero. Loved that album. That one had some hits. Karma, Antihero.
Don't look at me when you say that. Look at Brad.
Well, that
means nothing to me.
Dude, you are half white, so this should speak to at least some part of you.
She doesn't do anything for me.
Was that it?
No, I got to find it here. Hold on. I got to get it out of here.
I know that's not to say I don't know how powerful she is and don't respect her music.
Yeah, she's trending.
Not my bag.
Boy, you could tell that this is trending hot because they put two ads in front of her stuff on YouTube, and one of them's for Disney. Like, you can tell that they're raking money off of this thing.
We got to get a 92.9 YouTube premium account.
You would think.
All right. Well, we got to.
All right, here's Fortnite about alcoholism.
Let Nicole know.
Sent away, but they forgot to come and get me.
Okay.
I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic.
Okay.
All of this to say, I hope you're okay, but you're the reason.
You're the reason. What did I just tell you?
Oh,
I just broke it all
no.
down.
No one here's to blame. But what about your quiet treason? And
why?
For a fortnight there, we were forever running.
I mean, it's a Taylor Swift song. It kind of sounds like most of the other ones. You know what I mean? Like,
where does the Post Malone come in?
Yeah,
I'm excited about the Post Malone part.
Yeah, like, find him.
Did Post sing in the damn thing?
There he is.
I got the auto tune going.
That livens it up a little bit.
I like Post Malone, and I like his part in this. Yeah, she had Ice Spice in the last one. Remember Ice Spice?
I know Ice Spice well.
Do you? Do you happen to follow her on the gram by chance?
Nope.
Hey, real quick, while we're on the subject.
I know where you're going. I know what John's about to pop here.
While we're on the subject of artists, Free Glorilla.
Flea Glorilla, yeah, freer. She got popped. Didn't she even pass the sobriety test?
Wrongfully.
Oh, no, they got her illegally. It's like Jason.
Well, I don't know if it was illegally, but I think they definitely used poor judgment in arresting her based on that sobriety test.
TMZ wrote that she failed all sobriety tests miserably, I believe is the word they use. I watched it. It wasn't miserably. Now, you might can hold her, you know, to the letter of the law, but she looked, yes, she might have, she had been drinking. I think she admitted that, but yeah. I didn't. She wasn't the way it was made out to be. She wasn't stumbling, mumbling, fumbling, or anything like that. She was talking pretty coherently to the officer. I thought this was completely overdone. This should have been a case to me where they said, you know what, get in the passenger seat. You know, I don't know if the woman that was, whoever was in the passenger seat was, you know, had been drinking or not, but they should have let her get a ride home.
Yeah.
This was one of those situations that she did not need to be arrested based on the video of the body cam footage that I saw. She was done wrong.
I'm watching the sobriety test now from 4:30 in the morning.
I kept watching it to see her stumble or fall over the way the TMZ story had been written. It said that she failed all the tests miserably. She didn't. Whether it was the walk in the straight line or the turning around, she was fine.
Yeah.
Just not overly cooked. Mm-mm. In terms of drinking. So I just, yeah, free glow, man.
I give her a C.
She got a raw deal there with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. We'll see what happens.
They just want to arrest her. Arrest a celebrity.
Yeah. I mean, I who's to say whether or not she was? I just feel like when you watch that video.
But what I think is it's great for her that the video came out. Because mm-hmm. everybody that's already a fan of her is going to be, yeah, man, you know, yeah, she didn't do anything. Y'all did her wrong. It's only going to add to her brand.
Yes.
The way it was handled, yep. The way she handled herself.
Yeah, Glow.
Yeah, it's going to make her stronger, bro.
Glorilla can do no wrong in my eyes. I love that woman. Yep. I watched her interview with Shannon Sharp. She was on Shay.
I hadn't seen that one yet.
I mean, she's just a. She, you
I
know,
loved her on the CNN interview.
She's a light.
So Memphis. She was so.
She's
herself.
A light. That's how I feel when I watch her talk. She's a light.
She was kind of a light to this police woman. Like she was being so nice to the woman.
She just was.
You gonna help me and all that. Like it was a good. You know, it was like band back. She was just really polite and nice and humble. It seemed like.
Yeah, Glow.
She ain't somebody who the you know the celebrity's gone to her head. It feels like, and she's just treating everybody like ish. She was cool.
Yep.
And I thought handled herself pretty well. No, you shouldn't have been behind the wheel, but she didn't deserve she didn't deserve to get arrested.
She did pull the do you know who I am card a little bit, right?
Did she?
She did do that. Mm-hmm. She did do that. But.
Well, see, it's something that y'all do. I don't do enough of. If I
Oh, said, I don't assume people know.
I never do that. I don't It only gets you into trouble.
Don't do that.
Most time they're going to tell you, I don't give a hot you know what who you are. Yeah. Anyway, free glow. I'm glad you brought it up, John. That video came out wrongly arrested
glow.
Here. Should have been given a pass.
We need Glow to get on the next Taylor Swift album. Redemption Tour starts now.
I'm sure that's happening.
Anyway, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs. We'll get Brad's picks. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. All seven, or was it? Oh, it's eight. Eight games this weekend.
It's a lot of work on Brad. A
lot of work, but all he's got to do is just pick a winner. That's all he's got to do, man.
Just pick.
It's that easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.